Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The seasons of life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." In verse 3, it says, "A time to tear down and a time to build up." Have you ever felt yourself being torn down? It could be your physical body, your emotions, your finances. It may even seem like you are in the valley of despair. Did you know that tearing down and building up go hand in hand? Billy Graham said, "Mountaintops are for views and inspiration, but fruit is grown in the valleys." There are just certain riches in life that can only be realized in life's valleys. And as you go through them, you realize how lush they really are. Our guests today have gone through a deep valley recently, and they're here to share words of great hope with you because of what Christ has done. And if Christ can do it for them, He can certainly do it in you and through you. We here at the Good Life Radio Show, we're here to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know His love. Oh, how He loves you. He knows you. His arms are outstretched for you, whatever you're facing right now, whatever you're going through. And that's why Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross. And 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today calls you by name. And He says, "Come to Me." Will you come to Him? And for those of you who are walking with the Lord already, and you need a certain kind of special, tailor-made, customized word of encouragement, the Lord has a word for you today as well. They are Randy and Gay Hongo, singers and music ministers right here in Honolulu, Hawaii, but they are also world travelers, traveled all across the United States and all around the world. And they work through an organization, their ministry, called Christian Vision, sharing music in live concerts locally and, again, around the world. They've recorded 16 CDs, six of which have won the Nahoku Hanohano Award, which is the Hawaiian Grammy Awards, for Best Inspirational Album of the Year. From December 2011 to August 2012, Randy Hongo battled multiple myeloma cancer at the City of Hope Hospital in Duarte, California. He received chemotherapy treatments and a stem cell transplant, all of which have led to a wonderful outcome. The cancer, which had a 20% presence in his body a year ago, has a less than 3% presence today. And I think a normal person would be at about 2.7%. So, great cause for rejoicing, which the Hongos offer to the Lord Jesus every single day. Randy and Gay are now back here in Hawaii, where he's recuperating well. He's on a maintenance program for the cancer. And they're here with us in studio to give us an inside view of their journey. Randy and Gay, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Thank you so much for having us. We're grateful to be here and to affirm that indeed the good life is available through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
You know, moments like these, they really don't come very often with your schedule and the things that God is doing in your life. So to be able to have this moment and to share with our dear listeners a true gift from God.
Amen to that.
Randy, you've gone through this season in life. We talk about seasons. But this one recently that's included cancer, chemotherapy, stem cell transplant, and other various procedures. How did you make it through?
The love of Jesus, the presence and the peace of our Lord Jesus every single day of our journey with multiple myeloma. He promises that. His presence, He will never leave us nor forsake us. And His peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Jesus was with us every step of the way, and we are so thankful and grateful. Thankful for His time with us during that particular season in California. And now as I'm finding healing and recuperation in Hawaii, we're grateful for His ongoing presence and joy and peace every day.
When did you find out about the cancer?
November 17th, 2011, I went to my Hawaii oncologist, Dr. Higuchi, who had been monitoring me. He saw the presence of a particular kind of antibody in my blood. And so he had been following that for a while. But on November 11th, when I went in, 17th, excuse me, for my checkup, he said, "Oh, Mr. Hongo, looks like the body's antibodies have increased in number, which means you now have active multiple myeloma. You need to find treatment. We don't have facilities in Hawaii for a stem cell transplant, which is the best way to cure this particular kind of cancer. You have to choose somewhere on the mainland."
How did you feel, Randy, when the word, you know, I mean, it's, I would imagine it's like this, like a huge sledgehammer just landing on you like that. How did you feel?
My doctor's presentation of the diagnosis was very direct and almost brusque. Mm-hmm. So at the time I thought, wow, this is hitting me like a sledgehammer. But, you know, I appreciated that because I immediately went into prayer mode. And even as the doctor was giving me the diagnosis and the particulars of the disease, I was praying, "Lord Jesus, I'm frightened. I'm confused. I don't know where we're going. Please be with me. Thank you for being with me. Help me, help Gay, help Andrew as we fight this disease together with your help and your presence." So yes, I was frightened. I was thrown off by this, the declaration that I had cancer.
How about you, Gay? What was going on in your heart at that time?
In my heart, I knew that God would be in control and that this was all part of His plan. And I knew that I had to be very strong, that Randy would be leaning on me for strength. So I immediately asked people to pray for me, especially to pray for my physical stamina as well as emotional and spiritual. And it's just overwhelming how God sent many, many thousands of people to begin praying for us. And we could feel the prayers, and we were just really carried on His wings. Mm.
You know, I hear that. People say that. I can feel the prayers. How would you describe that? Knowing people are praying for you, but when you say, you could feel the prayers.
It's just a reassurance within your heart, day by day, that God is with you and people are with you. Reassurance coming through emails, mm-hmm. phone calls, long handwritten letters to you, saying we are with you, we are praying. I have been through this disease, I was healed, I will pray for your healing too. Gifts sent to us in the mail, devotional books, mm-hmm. books about healing that people read and were blessed by. Books like Heaven is for Real that assures us no matter what, heaven is there after this earthly journey, you know, in case the Lord should take me home, these reassurances. Just an outpouring of people reaching out in many different forms, saying we are with you, and more importantly, God, Jesus, mm-hmm. is with you at your side.
As you share that, Randy, and as you're listening to this very dear couple, very dear friends of Jamie and me for many years, we've looked up to them for many years, and it does matter. It does matter when someone is going through a rough season in life for us to reach out, for us to pray and to really pray and even, you know, convey the things that convey support as Randy and Gay have received. You know, the Lord distills certain lessons that I think he sometimes holds back. Maybe we're not ready for it. Certain deeper things that he will reveal to us. But he'll hold back until we are actually in the valley. And it's in the valleys of life that the Lord will open up. He'll enlighten us in certain ways. Somehow the valleys of life are perhaps qualifiers for us to be able to be ready for the deeper level, or maybe we could say the higher levels of faith, insights, understanding, lessons of life. When we come back from our break, Randy and Gay will share lessons that they have learned in this season of their lives. And I believe that as they share a lesson or two, or maybe more, as God leads them, that the lessons will be applicable to you right now, personalized, customized, just for what you're going through in your life right now. A word from the Lord through Randy and Gay Hongo with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life.
becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You know, it's been said that people are like toothpaste. When you squeeze them, what's inside comes out. And when we experience these seasons in life, we are squeezed at times, and sometimes we don't even realize what's really there and until we go through it, and then we see. But hey, look, life is like that, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to be real, if you're going to be authentic, if you really want to grow, if you really want to grow in your relationship with God, if you want to grow in relationship with people, you got to come to the reality of what's actually there. What's the truth? And then you can build and grow. Well, our guests today, they have gone through a season of squeezing and what's inside has come out. And the Lord is shown an abundance of grace through that. I'm speaking of Randy and Gay Hongo. They're sitting here in studio with me today. A real special moment with a very dear couple. And, you know, if you're listening, just tuning in right now or caught the tail end of our last segment, you want to make sure you get this program in its entirety, because it'll be a great tool of ministry for yourself, but more than that, as a means of passing on a blessing to someone else. And you can find that at thegoodlifehawaii.com, a free podcast for you of this show with Randy and Gay, that and other resources. And by the way, Randy and Gay Hongo, you may want to find out more about them specifically and their ministry, Christian Vision. Well, go to rghongo.com. That's rghongo.com. Randy Lessons, you're going through a season of cancer. Shocking, you know, news, and it came like a sledgehammer. They're really, how do you soften that kind of news? Well, you get the news, you go through it, you share some of your feelings, but what lessons has the Lord taught you through the process?
Well, first of all, I've never been called toothpaste before. So since you did call me toothpaste, I'd like to be gleam toothpaste, okay. So I can shine for Jesus, gleaming for Jesus. You know, Danny, if I may divulge my wife's secret, I don't mind divulging my own, but we were both 64 years old when the diagnosis came. Mm-hmm. We had 30 years of being in the music ministry. We traveled around the world, as well as the U.S. and Hawaii, sharing our testimony, sharing what the Lord taught us in His Word, sharing songs that we wrote, as well as original hymns and gospel songs that people enjoyed. So we had a very effective and fruitful ministry. Many people thanked us over the years and from many countries for our pouring the Lord's truth into their lives. So in a way, you could say, well, they know the Lord very well, and God has taught them a lot, maybe not all of what He has. But, you know, we were pretty set, if you will, in our ministry. But it was at that age, at age 64, that the Lord really put the squeeze on us, as you said, and He chose to teach us even more of His great love for us. So it was a difficult journey. But it was an ultimately fruitful and journey filled with many lessons about the Lord's love. I was in the hospital for 8 months and 9 days at City of Hope, going through some very painful, uncomfortable treatment, 5 months of chemotherapy, and then the 1 month of the pre-preparation for the stem cell transplant, and then the transplant itself on July 5th, followed by 3 weeks where my body plummeted and my immunity levels were almost at zero, and my body had to adjust to the stem cells, the new stem cells that had been put into me. They were my own cells, but they were cleaned, frozen, and then put back into me. So the body was adjusting to something foreign. And I went through some very difficult days. But throughout that journey, the Lord, as I mentioned earlier, assured me of His presence and His peace. And the Lord was teaching me in my pain and my discomfort, in my not being able to eat, no can sleep, stomach problems, just a physically debilitating time. The Lord was teaching me, Randy, I love you. Randy, I love you just as you are. Randy, I don't need your works, your labors for me. I just need and want you and your fellowship day by day. You see, I grew up in a Japanese home, which was a blessing, a great blessing. I am Hawaiian, Japanese, Chinese. My mother is Hawaiian, Chinese, and my dad, Japanese. But I was raised with the work ethic very strongly driven into me. What you produce as a man in your work determines your worth. After I became a Christian, of course, I brought that through to the throne of Jesus, and I wanted to have a balance in my life of working but also honoring Him. But you know, after years of service, the work becomes more important very often. And so I would think, okay, I gotta write more songs, go on more mission tours, create more albums, win more souls to the Lord. And that became the driving force, putting the work even before the time spent with Jesus. That daily quiet time with the Lord, connecting with Him, loving, adoring Him, was often lost or neglected in the drive to perform and produce. So Jesus had to get me flat on my back for 8 months and 9 days to remind me that the primary goal of my life is to love Him even before serving Him. Now, others may have learned that lesson, but it took me 64 years to really understand that's what God wanted from me, my love and my devotion.
A contrast. I mean, when we talk about feelings, I was going to ask you, how did it feel to, you know, how would you describe the discomfort, the pain, the debilitation?
Overwhelming. I cried a lot. I, in the middle of the night, would say, Lord, help me. I can't take this anymore, Lord. Please comfort me. Please touch me. And through Gay's presence and Andrew's presence, both of whom were with me the whole time in City of Hope, their physical touch on my body, mm-hmm. a hand on my back, rubbing, Andrew would rub my feet, massage my feet, massage
and Andrew,
my back.
Andrew is Randy and Gay's son.
Mm-hmm. The Lord loving me through my wife and son's physical presence mm-hmm. and through the many friends who would visit us at City of Hope, reminding me that God loved me, was loving me through them.
So, the feelings of pain, mm-hmm. and then the lesson that the Lord taught you about, it's not about all that you do for me, how many albums or mm-hmm. songs and tours and missions, mm-hmm. even souls. How did that make you feel? Knowing that it's like the Lord's yearning for Randy.
Mm-hmm.
to know. I mm-hmm. want you to know this, Randy, about me. How did that make you feel?
It was just overwhelming to think that the Lord loved me so much. That he would have this special plan for my life after 30 years of serving him. To think that he would love me to say, okay, Randy, now we're going to work on you. I'm going to allow this trial in your life so that you will really know how much I love you, my son. It was overwhelming and made me feel so special in his eyes that he would do this for me. So as these lessons were coming, I thought, oh, I don't know, Lord Jesus, I'm claiming for healing. I don't know what's going to be at the end of this journey. But whether I leave this earth to go to heaven with you, which is a great joy, or you allow me more years on this earth, the most important thing I can take from these painful days is your great, wondrous love for me. To know that the Lord loved Randy so much. A lot of my work was outward, you know, altruistic, reaching out to the lost souls around me. And this was a powerful reminder of his love for Randy Hongo, whom I had forgotten in all the ministry.
It's possible. It's possible for us to think that we can do and we want to do and need to do and so much for the Lord. Because he's done so much for us. And yet, this, Randy, I could speak theoretically almost about things, but you, dear brother, you know it in your heart. You've lived it. You've gone through it.
That's what makes it so exciting, because before I could speak and testify and preach at our concerts and Sunday services of thoughts, principles, truths that I read about in Scripture. But now I am able to give a first-person report that makes my testimony even stronger, more relevant, more authentic. Mm-hmm. I've lived through the storm. Mm-hmm. We've lived through the storm.
Yes.
We've been to the valley where you say the fruit is even richer.
I believe that as Randy Gay, as you share. And my dear friend, as you're listening to our time together, joining us, and by the way, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're listening. We're glad you're with us.
Amen.
And in that, there are certain deep things that is being distilled into your heart. Some things you'll grab hold of because it relates with you directly. That's just what the Lord has for you right now. Mm-hmm. It's just what you need. And for others, it may be another part of what is being shared. Perhaps you're thinking of someone that you're saying to yourself, oh man, my cousin really needs to hear this, or my aunt, or my parent, or my sister, or brother, or my friend. You can get this show at thegoodlifehawaii.com, and I want to encourage you to pass it on and share this. It would be a great way of ministering. And really, Randy and Gay's sharing can reach even their hearts. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, experiences like these change relationships. Sadly to say, in some instances, they drive people apart. Hardships do that, you know. But in other instances, they draw people closer together. And when we come back, Randy and Gay will share what this experience has done to their relationship, how they see each other. Do they see each other differently? How has the experience impacted their relationship with the Lord? You've heard Randy. Maybe we can hear some from Gay. Their relationship with their son, Andrew. Their relationship with people. How do they see people differently because of this season of life? Fruit grows in the valleys? Well, you'll hear more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Inward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Someone that you love dearly gets sick, and they are more than, you know, just going over-the-counter medicine and giving them a Tylenol or NyQuil or something like that even. No, we're talking about a debilitating scenario, situation, but someone you love, and you want to care for them, and you will care for them, and you do care for them. But someone who's caring for someone, call them a caregiver, someone like that goes through their own processes as well. We're here with Randy and Gay Hongo in this very special feature with them here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And we're talking about their journey. If you're tuning in right now, they've gone through a season where Randy was diagnosed with cancer. He needed stem cell treatment. They were away in Duarte, California, at the City of Hope Hospital for many, many months. And, of course, you know, there's times where you're not on the radio, you're not on stage, you're not ministering, but the Lord is ministering to them through this time. I want to remind you, thegoodlifehawaii.com, you can access this program and others, but this one in particular, as a way of ministering to you and to share with others as well. And if you're listening and you think, wow, what a deep relationship with Jesus he has. I mean, I didn't know it was possible. You know, I see these pictures of Jesus and I hear him speaking in a British accent, but I didn't know that he actually touches people today. Well, maybe you haven't opened your heart to the Lord yet and experienced an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's why he died, shed his blood, was buried, and rose again. You can experience Christ today. You can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab. I have something very special for you there as well. Gay, being a caregiver, what was it like for you taking care of Randy?
I was so blessed to have an assistant caregiver. Our son Andrew yes. was living in New York. He gave up his job, moved out of New York, came to Duarte, California, to take care of his dad for 8 months. And I could not have asked for a better assistant. He's our only child. And I guess it's okay for a mother to brag, but, you know, he's just the most wonderful son. Has a great heart for the Lord. Loved doing missions. Has the gift of mercy. Very compassionate and loving. And so whenever I felt like I really needed a break, all caregivers need breaks, I would say, okay, Andrew, I'm going to go home for 3 weeks to Hawaii, so can you take over? He'd say, I'm scared. I don't know if I can handle. He said, this is more difficult than being on the mission field. Wow. But he hung in there and he would cook and do everything for Randy. And, you know, it was really the sense of humor that God gives us to carry us through. Because Randy would
They always laugh at me when I monkutari and grumbling. And
yeah, he would be on chemotherapy, which they say kind of damages some of your brain cells. So they say that, you know, whenever he did something really stupid or couldn't remember things, they say, oh, it's because he get chemo head or chemo brain. And then steroids, he was taking steroids, and it made him act like he had 10 cups of coffee. His hands would shake, and he couldn't sleep. And then he would have erratic emotional outbursts. He would have hot flashes. He would have, he'd be sensitive to smell, so he couldn't stand when I cooked with certain seasonings or things that made the apartment smell. Mm-hmm. And he'd have strange cravings. So I said, Randy, you act like a pregnant woman or a menopausal woman. But then, you know, being able to laugh about it and to not take anything personal, that, you know, it was all his medication that made him act weird. But while we were married and, you know, we had such busy lives, you know, it felt like every time I wanted to really talk things out with him, he would be called away, or else if I would touch upon sensitive subjects, he would just walk away. So one day he was in chemotherapy, and this day was an intravenous where it would take 5 hours. So he's all tied down. And of all days, I decide that day to tell him everything that ever bothered me in our 40 years of marriage.
I was a captive audience.
He was a captive audience.
I couldn't run away.
So he's all, you know, all this drugs going through him, and he's crying and the tears streaming down, and he say, oh, I'm sorry, I was such a bad husband, please forgive me. And then Andrew comes in and says, Mom, poor dad.
What have you done to him?
What have you done to him? But then, you know, all of
so
that.
So I not only neglected the Lord in the relationship, I would neglect my wife in the past. Mm-hmm. So this is a good fix-up time.
Yeah, so then it's good that I could get everything out with a captive audience.
Oh, and she
audience.
Unloaded. She unloaded with a big
and
shovel.
And then I could, it's just like, you know, I could really forgive him. I saw how repentant he was, and the Lord just gave us a brand new, you know, mm-hmm. he just cleansed us and renewed our love. And then with Andrew, you know, because we know how much a parent loves a child, that way we our love relationship with God deepened, because we think, okay, now we would never look at our child and say, you have to work to earn my love. You gotta do this, you gotta accomplish this much. No, he just loves us even if we can't do anything. Here we are in Duarte. We cannot go out and sing and minister. We cannot go visit shut-ins, because we were the shut-ins. So this time, we were the recipient of all the people we ever ministered to. They came and ministered to us. And every day we just say, thank you, God, for loving me just because I'm your child, not because I'm producing and ministering for you. You just love us. So that was a really great lesson for us. You know, we don't have to do. We just have to love. Mm. Accept his love and love him in return.
I was so thankful for Andrew's decision. Thank you, Mom, for that sharing. For Andrew's decision to come, when he first told me that he was going to leave New York, I said, son, I don't want you to interrupt your life there. He was working at his own company, a documentary company, film company, with two friends from school. But he said to me, Dad, it's my privilege. I'm not sacrificing. It's my privilege to serve you, to care for you with Mom. And besides, if anything happened to you and I were not there, I would not forgive myself. So I said, okay, thank you, son. Please come. I need you. So that was such a blessing to have him with us the whole time. And his decision to come on his own and to, quote, sacrifice all that he had in New York was such a testimony to other people. They would say, oh, you raised your son well, or that just shows how much your son loves you. That decision to be with you, they said, meant more than all of the honors that he had in school or all of the accomplishments that he may have had on the mission field. Just the way he showed his love for me by coming and being with me. He said, I will be with you as long as you need me, Dad. It's not only one day or 2 weeks or 1 month. As long as you need me, I will be there. And he was for the whole time I was in Duarte. So I'm grateful for the love God showed me through my son.
I can't help but to think that what you're expressing, the love, the gratitude, the depth, is utterly profound, and so real. So real. Sometimes people, they put leaders on a pedestal. This really, the encouragement of you sharing the journey, the process, the pain, the healing, Gay, the forgiveness, the sharing. It's like a cleansing, restoring songs. You're musicians, Randy. What songs in this time really ministered to you?
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. I guess we haven't sung that for a while. No, that's the Hawaii Baptist Academy song, you know, and Andrew taught there for 2 years, and so we would sing that often because of the power of that verse from Isaiah 40. I was, and Gay and Andrew watching me, we were all weary and tired many days. I mean, you live with this disease 24/7, and you never know when the steroids or the chemotherapy side effects will hit you. I did not have nausea at all, for which I praise the Lord, but I had insomnia and no taste buds and fatigue and blood pressure rising and glucose levels rising. So there were all kinds of side effects that made me weary, and the more I was demanding, the wearier my caregivers were. But in all of this weariness, we clung to Jesus, and he blessed us with his strength.
He has, in a way, repositioned you for a new season in life.
Thank you for that. I've never heard it phrased that way, but that's exactly it. And you know, we were in ministry for 30-something years. We thought, oh, okay, this is, you know, we're going to cruise until heaven. But God has repositioned me. Our ministry is even stronger now, Danny. Not only songwriting, but writing. You know, I had an online blog that Andrew started for me on the site Caring Bridge. Mm-hmm. And I would write about my experiences, 2 entries a week, and people would write back. And we've had about 55,000 hits, you know, over the past year.
Wow.
People reading and some responding and saying, thank you for sharing that. Hmm. I learned something I can apply to my own walk. So, you know, I'm writing more now. I want to write a book of my experiences at City of Hope and my journey with myeloma. The Lord gave me so many new songs while a patient at City of Hope, so we want to do a recording later this year when I have my full vocal strength back. I cannot travel as much now because the cancer affected my kidneys. So I now have to go to dialysis 3 times a week, which will keep me from doing many missions like I used to. But whatever the Lord has ahead for me, he's preserved me. He's given me new strength, restored life, more years of loving him, and then as he leads me, serving him. So, yes, I am in a new position to keep on loving and serving my Lord.
One missionary put it that way, this way. Missionaries do not retire. They are reassigned.
So here is a reassignment. And I want to hear about that reassignment when we come back. I believe we all want to hear about what the Lord has in store. What has the Lord put on your heart? How has he repositioned you? In some way, it's like a relaunching. There's new dimensions. You know, you may be able to reach more people, Randy and Gay, than you have even in the past, even from here, with the so-called limitations that you have. But there are very many means by which your ministry can expand, and the depth that you have today, the profound dimension of impact and relatability. I'm eager to see what the Lord will do, but share with us what the Lord has put on your heart. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, more from Randy and Gay Hongo, their next season of life as the Lord has repositioned them. You've heard them sing a song that has comforted them from Isaiah 40, verse 31. But more, maybe a song that will minister to you too in your time. You know, sometimes we feel like things have slowed down. The Lord has a purpose for that. He'll slow us down so that he can reposition us, reposition you. And maybe a word, if the Lord gave you a chance to sit with Randy and Gay, a word just for you, what would they say? Deep things. More things when we come back. Randy and Gay Hongo, stay with us.
Ring the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
rghongo.com. rghongo.com. That's where you can find out more about Randy and Gay Hongo, their ministry. Christian Vision. You can find out more even about Andrew Hongo. Their ministry has been dynamic through the years. I mean, even coming to the studio today, I was reflecting back on a time when I was a young tyke listening to a cassette album called He Is Alive. And now 16 albums later, and your ministry has been. We talk about dimensions. You certainly have had that. And the Lord is taking you to a place right now because of what you experienced recently to a whole new level. Randy Gay, what's next?
Some exciting things, Danny. You know, in late 2011 and throughout my treatment, I thought, okay, Lord, I don't know what's ahead, but if you call me home, we've had a wonderful life in ministry. But if you preserve me, I know there are more things that I can do for you. One of the things that we had been praying about since 2000, the year 2000, was the Hongo Music Education Center. We really felt we wanted to establish a school or a center where people who wanted to serve the Lord in the creative arts, not only music, but also drama, acting, dance. Recording, dance, could have a training center, an official training center where they could attend classes and encourage one another in their pursuit of creative arts. And we also wanted this to be a place where we could reach out into the community to non-believers as well, and especially to children, because many of the music programs in our public schools have been cut. So we wanted to offer free classes for little ones in the community, especially in our Kalihi community, where there are a lot of poor and needy children. And we also wanted to go to the other end of the age spectrum and minister to senior citizens, you know, with special musical programs and activities. So this vision of having a music center we thought might be sidelined with my sickness. But now with the Lord bringing me to a point of remission and a wonderful offer of property from our home church, Kalihi Union, after I came back from City of Hope, the pastor and one of the elders of our church met and said, we would like to present you with some land on our church property on which you can build your music education center. So when that gift was extended, we went back into planning mode and contacted some Christian fundraisers. So now we're looking at launching a campaign very soon for a two-story, 4,000 square foot music education center. And I will be contacting corporations and individuals to help us in our raising maybe $2 million to build the music center.
I think about Habakkuk. The vision is yet for the appointed time.
Amen.
It hastens toward the goal. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it shall certainly come. It will not delay.
Thank you, Daddy. That gives me chicken skin. I receive that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Randy, if someone, we just got a couple minutes.
Oh, sorry.
So now, if someone was sitting with you here at a coffee table, going through cancer, or let's even stretch it, just going through a real time of suffering, Randy Gay, what would you say? What would you say to him? Like a parting shot.
Do not be anxious. Do not fear. Jesus loves you, and he promises to be with you on this journey. Trust in him. Reach out to him. Grab that right hand of the Lord as he guides you. He has great plans in store for you. No matter where this journey takes you, trust in him. He has the best plan for your life. Rejoice in him.
Psalm 9:9-10. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you.
Oh, that was one of the foundational verses. We just stood on those verses. You know, we always we kept seeking the Lord and say, Lord, help us. Lord, the doctor says, I have to have this treatment. Lord, help me through this. Lord, I have to have a surgery. I have to put in a catheter for my dialysis. I don't know what's going to happen. Lord, help me. You know, every step of the way we were reaching to Jesus, and every step he reached back and comforted us and led us.
Just one more song. We've got about a minute.
Rest in me, my child. Trust in me every day. Lean into my arms. I want to hold you. I am your father. I want to love you, to heal your hurting heart and give you peace. Moment by moment, I will be with you. So rest in me, my child. Simply rest. Jesus gave me that song one night in June when I was really suffering. I said, Lord, help me. And he reminded me of how he wants me to rest in him. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He gave me that thought and that melody which led to that song.
Randy and Gay, we needed that. And I thank you for being with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Randy and Gay Hongo. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com and get to know Jesus there and other resources as well. John 20, verse 31 says, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Randy and Gay Hongo. Find out more, rghongo.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.